We have a drought in the UK every 5 to 10 years. It's usually defined as 3 weeks or more when less than a third of the usual rain falls. It's always worst in the southeast of England because it has the highest population and so the highest demand for water, and yet it has the lowest average rainfall. At the moment, there is no water shortage at all in Scotland, in Wales or in Northern Ireland. They've got plenty of water too in the English Lake District and in the northwest. So why can't we just share it all around? A former head of Welsh Water has said that Wales should start selling its abundant water to other parts of the UK. The BBC's Mark Hutchings is at a reservoir in the Brecon Beacons. So, Mark, how plentiful is the water in Wales? Is that water I can hear falling on you?
Yes, plentiful is a word that comes to mind right now, with a capital P, I think. I'm stood here in driving rain at the Clwynon Reservoir, just north of Merthyr, in the Brecon Beacons. At least I believe that's where I am, because it's quite difficult to see where I am at the moment. The visibility is pretty bad. But this reservoir is 95% full, as are the reservoirs across Wales on average. And looking at the weather today and the forecast, I think that'll continue filling up. Wales is pretty dependent on reservoirs like this one. The geology of the country means that even in heavy rain like now, the water can hit the rock and run away. So there isn't much underground storage in Wales. It largely depends on what effectively are these giant buckets to catch it. As for the river levels, well, a couple of months ago, actually, the river levels were quite low in Wales. They have recovered from all this rain. And yes, as I can testify, there is a lot of it about right now.
So we're going to talk about water trading and the idea that Wales could sell water, certainly to the southeast of England.
Yes, it's an issue that has been raised. It could happen, but at what cost, and is that cost worth it? Now, as you mentioned earlier this year, the former boss of Welsh Water, John Elvid Jones, said that the company should give serious consideration to selling water to drought-affected parts of England to make a profit. Of course, there's been plenty of controversy in decades gone by with reservoirs being built, villages being drowned to supply water to England. This time the argument goes, well, let's supply more water to England, but to do it for the benefit of the people of Wales. Now, one company that is actively pursuing water transfer is Severn Trent, and they draw some of their water from Mid Wales. They've told us that they remain in discussions about transferring supply to Anglian Water, and they say, in addition, we are working on a plan which we hope will generate more opportunities to transfer water. So can Welsh Water follow a similar line? Well, I've been speaking to the company's finance director, Chris Jones, to establish first whether Wales really was awash with water.
Firstly, yep, our reservoirs are in pretty strong conditions this year, but you know, over the last 2 years, for example, we've had very dry springs on the western side of the UK, Wales in particular, so our reservoirs have been falling quite seriously in the spring, early summer then, which is why we need to hold back water resources against that sort of dry period. Second thing to say is, I mean, yes, when we have got water, technically you could shift it, but it is always worth remembering that water is a very heavy and actually very cheap commodity, so these large-scale, long-distance transfers are likely to be expensive.
But would it not be possible for all adjoining companies to come to some agreement so that it almost like a pass-the-parcel type effect, that each company would pass on to the next and then those most in need would receive it at the end?
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea, and I think that's probably the most likely thing to happen. Companies do a lot of that already, and there's a lot of discussions going on between water companies as to whether there's options to do more. In fact, all the water companies are going to be, you know, they're dusting off as part of a 5-year cycle their long-term water resource management plans. So they'll all be looking at whether there's more they can do to provide greater resilience during what might be increasingly variable weather.
And what would Welsh Water's role in that be?
For ourselves as a business, we've got to make sure that we're making the maximum use of our water here in Wales. If we have the ability then to trade water or supply water across our borders to help neighbouring companies, possibly vice versa as well, then those are things we'll be looking at as a part of this 25-year water resource planning process.
Because you're the finance director, so you potentially would be rubbing your hands in glee at the prospect of getting income from other companies.
Well, I am. I mean, Welsh Water is unusual. It's a not-for-profit company, so I'd be very keen to sell more water to other people, earn a profit, then I could use that money to reduce the bills for my customers in Wales. Would be very keen to do that. But if this was a large scheme, it would have a big investment involved. You know, you're talking hundreds of millions of pounds to build a new reservoir and to transfer that water you know, long distances. So it would be a serious financial undertaking to do that, and there'd have to be a serious sort of benefit to Welsh Water's customers to make that worthwhile. And it may be that there are better options in the southeast of England to store more water there, to use water more wisely, to trade water more between the companies there, or even sort of peak lopping capacity, things like desalination. So there's a lot of options there. There's no reason why a Welsh Water solution couldn't be one of those options to be considered.
Will Welsh Water be increasing its water trading in the coming years, do you think?
Honestly, it's too early to say. I mean, if we can do so profitably, we'd be keen to do so, but it'll depend on the economics of what we could do as against the economics of what other companies could do, perhaps closer to home.
That's Chris Jones of Welsh Water, and he stresses that even if there is political will, you can't really see water as Wales's oil, which is a shame because they'll be quite rich right now. But just looking ahead, it is possible that sometime in the future my mother-in-law, living in drought-affected Surrey, could be receiving water supplied by my company. She might have to pay more for her water bills, and I'd get a consequential reduction in my water bills. That does seem quite attractive, but from what Welsh Water are saying, it does seem quite a long way off, if at all.
Mark Hutchins, thank you for getting drenched for us there today. It's most kind. Richard Lakin, listening to Chris Jones from Welsh Water, he did sound very tentative about it, didn't he?
He did, and I think that water trading is a subject that's been talked about a lot in the industry over a long period of time. Historically, there have been lots of regulatory reasons why there hasn't been that much trading. But as Regina said earlier, it's really one of the areas that both the regulator and the companies are looking at.
That's the Ofwat chief executive.
She's the Ofwat chief executive to, you know, really encourage innovation in the sector. And I think that, again, over the next 5-10 years, we're going to see a lot more trading between neighbouring companies. And that will have the effect of really improving the supply of water around the country.
Do you think so? Do you think they'll manage to get over this business that was just described there by Chris Jones, that here you've got a pretty cheap commodity and the price of it's heavy and the price of moving it around is prohibitive? You think they'll get over that?
Well, I think for long distance transfers, that will always be a problem. The idea of moving lots of water from the north with a very big pipe all the way to the south, you know, it may turn out to be not very sensible.
Or from Wales to the southeast of England.
Or from Wales directly on a long pipe all the way to southeast England. But moving water short distances over company boundaries might require relatively low capital investment and will have quite significant benefits to each of the companies.